This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, classes at the Luther Thorne Primary School to continue online for the duration of the school term. Supply challenges hit local businesses ahead of Christmas. The High Court likely to hear arguments for and against an electricity rate hike early next year. The former Commonwealth Secretary General warns about false expectations during talks between Presidents Ali and Maduro. And the Ukrainian president makes a plea for continued U.S. military aid ahead of a meeting in Washington. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Students at the Luther Thorne Memorial Primary School will continue online classes until Thursday. In a statement, the Education Ministry said parents and guardians were informed that the majority of the work at the school has been completed. This follows a meeting with parents and staff last night. The release said teachers will communicate to parents when they can visit the school to collect student books and materials. Luther Thorne Primary was closed last Thursday and Friday due to environmental issues, which have been plaguing the school for years. Following the meeting, president of the Parent Teacher Association, Nathaniel Boyce, said he is pleased to see that work has begun at the school.
We would have looked inside some of the classroom where the steel was blown on the flooring, which was addressed, paved, and tiled. The closets as well was given some attention. I managed to have a peep inside, and there is no evidence I'm seeing at the moment of any droppings. There are workers right now on the compound working to address in terms of cleaning the classroom, where they're going to be doing a bit of softball washing and wet down of some of the areas so that by morning when we come, we will be able to be in a dust-free environment. All right, and they're going to be working right through the night to make sure that the school is ready. We're happy with the work that we've seen done. It's especially time, in the short space of time, they're going to be working hard to meet our needs in terms of putting this in a better environment than before. There are one or two little concerns still.
Mr. Boyce said they are still awaiting the results from tests done.
As it relates to the reports that we would have asked for, the deputy chief is still awaiting the environmental reports. At some point in time, I believe a structural engineer or civil engineer will come to have a look. I too would like to have the report in my hand to see what the air quality test of those will reveal. Right? But we still have to give time to make sure that those results are given to us.
As president of the Luther Thorne Primary Parent Teacher Association, Nathaniel Boyce. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, BAMP, is adding its voice to calls for better work environment for healthcare workers. This comes after nurses at the Winston Scott Polyclinic walked off the job on Friday over a series of issues, including the environmental conditions. Public Relations Officer of BAMP, Dr. Kenneth Connell, says environmental issues at government-run healthcare institutions need to be urgently addressed.
We strongly support the position of the Barbados Nurses Association in their most recent public dissatisfaction with the workplace environment at some primary care sites, in particular the Winston Scott and Maurice Beyer polyclinics. BAMP further acknowledges the responsibility of the employer in ensuring that this space is suitable to provide healthcare workers with the most conducive environment for care delivery. Many of our members who work on the front line with our nursing colleagues are also navigating an unhealthy workspace, which is likely to impact both their physical and mental health. This consequently impacts on public health and primary care delivery.
He says BAMP would like to meet with ministry officials to discuss maintenance plans for the facilities.
The BAMP looks forward to a speedy resolution to the matter and to meeting with the Ministry of Health and Wellness to discuss a preemptive maintenance plan for all public health sites that meets the minimum standards of healthcare delivery in our polyclinics and hospitals.
As Public Relations Officer with the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Kenneth Connell. Merchandise supply challenges are affecting Barbadian businesses this Christmas, with some ordered items unlikely to arrive before next year. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News the issue has to do with a slower rate of cargo ships passing through the Panama Canal.
The real issue they're getting is the supply of certain goods. As you would know, the transshipment through the Panama Canal is becoming even more challenging. because they've reduced the volume of ships now down to about 25 a day, and even them, they're not coming through fully loaded. So there is quite a delay sometimes on the arrivals of goods. So this is what people would have ordered, not knowing this necessarily, and you know, the concern is they arrive late in December or even early next year, you know, things that would have normally arrived in November. And that seems to be when the only real concerns that people are experiencing.
President of the BCCI, James Clark. Meantime, some retailers confirm the cargo issues are affecting their businesses and say some consumers could see a delay or the unavailability of some items for the Christmas holidays due to the logistical issues. Managing Director of Abed Stores and former President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Eddie Abed, highlighted the issue while speaking on the BCCI's Let's Talk Business radio program. He said some of these goods are indeed due to arrive after Christmas.
It's not all goods that are being affected, but depending on the type of industry, it may be a very large percentage of the imports. Big purchases in clothes, purchases in soft furnishings for the home, furniture, lighting, car parts. All of these items come directly from the Orient. Some of those items also come out of Panama, the free zone, and they are the ones that are being affected. Items are being bought in much smaller quantities out of the U.S., or Canada or even Europe are not being affected. It's typically transit times out of the Orient run, depending on the shipping line, anywhere from 5 to 7 weeks door to door. We're seeing now increases of 3 to 4 weeks that put an extra strain on the logistics and the supply chain of getting the goods here in time.
Managing Director of Abed, Eddie Abed. High court hearings are expected to begin early next year that could decide what, if any, rate increase electricity customers in Barbados will pay. Yesterday, the High Court approved an application by the Barbados Light and Power Company to halt the Fair Trading Commission's plan to decide by Christmas what rates would apply after the full rate increase requested by the power company had been denied. Light and Power argues that it needs the increase and wants the High Court to hear its case. Senior counsel Ralph Thorne notes that interveners Tricia Watson and David Simpson will be allowed to continue to represent the interests of consumers as they did during the FTC hearings.
I mean, you're before a High Court, and what the High Court rules will have implications for the procedure or the process before the FTC. So it is very important, as I said, for interveners to have an audience before all fora, certainly before the FTC. And in this case, most certainly before the High Court. So it is important that we had the interveners recognized before the court with the opportunity to make submissions. And we have been given the opportunity to make submissions before the High Court.
Meantime, attorney at law Tricia Watson says her team is ready to represent the interests of Barbadians in the hearing.
In the proceedings in the High Court held early this week on the 11th of December 2023, it was clear that the Barbados Light and Power was intent on minimizing the participation of interveners in the appeal and even excluding us. Indeed, the initial consent orders, which had been agreed to by the Fair Trading Commission and the Barbados Light and Power prior to the proceedings, had no mention of the interveners. However, after the submissions of Mr. Ralph Thorne, KC, counsel for the intervener team of Watson and Simpson, my intervener team, the interveners were recognized by the court and the consent orders were amended. That means that we have won our first battle. That was the battle to be heard. We now have the opportunity to continue to represent the interests of electricity ratepayers and consumers in this matter.
And finally, former Commonwealth Secretary General Sir Shridath Ramphal said false expectations should not be encouraged in the talks on Thursday between President Dr. Irfan Ali and his Venezuelan counterpart, Nicolas Maduro, over the disputed Essequibo region. The talks will take place in St. Vincent and the Grenadines at 10 a.m. In a statement, Sir Shridath said it is important that the limits of the talks in Kingstown are understood. Recapping the headlines. Face-to-face classes at the Luther Thorne Primary School to restore. Barbados classes at the Luther Thorne Primary School to continue online for the duration of the school term. Supply challenges hit local businesses ahead of Christmas. The High Court likely to hear arguments for and against an electricity rate hike early next year. And former Commonwealth Secretary General warns about false expectations during talks between Presidents Ali and Maduro. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.